This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That is the home of Reformation. And that is the home of Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. What were you doing 18 years ago today? 18 years ago today, a little earlier in the day, in the morning time, I was getting ready to go to work. I was watching because at the time we had heard a plane had hit one of the Twin Towers. And when you're looking at the Twin Towers in a wide shot, it's sort of hard to take in that scope to for your head to wrap itself around what you're seeing. So as I'm watching the first tower that was hit, I see a plane coming in out of the right-hand side of the screen, accelerating, angling, and then from the other side of the building, I see the building erupt as it takes the hit. When I was watching that happen, my first thought was, wow, that was a fast-moving Cessna. Except it wasn't a Cessna, it was an airliner. In 2001, I was 40 years old, and I had been out of the Army for about 10 years. And my first thought was, this is a declaration of war. My next thought was a little bit different. Now, I had when I was in the military, I used to take, in my capacity in what is referred to as military intelligence, I used to take something called a SETA briefing, which is a subversion and espionage directed at America briefing. Last one I took was in 1990. The SETA briefing that I took had warned us of this kind of thing before. It had not warned us. I know that there was talk about using planes as battering rams. I don't ever remember hearing anybody talking about using a plane that was heavy with fuel as both a battering ram and a bomb. Then I heard about the Pentagon. Now, before I went to work, I went to the schools and got my sons. And when everybody was asking me why I was doing that, I said, do you understand what happens when you can see an airliner, when you can see the nose of an airliner coming at you? Do you understand that you probably can't get away at that point fast enough to escape what's coming, no matter how far away it is that you see it? Because this thing is traveling at about 600 miles an hour, right? And I was looking at schools as a really good soft target. So I got my sons and I took them home and then I went to work. I had to go to work. And everybody, the thing that impressed me at work, now some of the people there had not seen what I had seen. None of the people there knew the kind of stuff that I was thinking about as this was happening. My first thought was that this was a war. It was a declaration of war. I did not know who had done it. Then I started hearing names like Mohammed Atta. His name came out later on down the road. I heard about how the attacks were had occurred with case cutters. A case cutter, in case, I mean, I used to have one of those when I was a grocery stock boy. I don't know if they sell them the way, these used to be in a little metal sleeve and you pushed forward and it popped out. And you had like 30%, you know, 20% of the blade sticking out one corner, and that was your cutting surface, and it was designed not to go so deep that you were cutting into the groceries inside the cases, which is apparently what they weaponized. Which, in the grand scheme of things, is what happens when you're trying not to use apparent weapons. Guns and knives and bombs, these are apparent weapons. So people are on the lookout for guns and knives and bombs and apparent weapons. These were fashioned. These were purchased to use in a way that most people would not fathom. Because they've probably never taken a martial arts class or probably never been in the military or something like that. I remember looking at New York when I got home, which I've never been to New York City. I really wanted to go. I wanted to get into that pile and start digging. I wanted to go get in the uniform again. And I wanted to go wherever they were going to go fight this. Whoever it was, I wanted to go. I wanted to know how this managed to happen with all of the chatter and everything that we're supposedly monitoring all the time. And we've been monitoring this as long as there's been radios, as long as there have been, you know, phone lines. We've been monitoring this. I wanted to know if it was over, because, you know, they ground all of the flights and everything, but just because you tell a flight to come down, if it's been taken over, that doesn't mean it's coming down. It's going to come down, just not in the fashion you intend for it. But what I remember most about that day and in the ensuing months when that happened was that America came together in the face of something so horrific that most people couldn't fathom it. And as we look back at what happened to those people in those Twin Towers, the ones that jumped, the ones that died, that, you know, they didn't jump, they didn't die initially, but they died when the building came down, and the ones that went in there, how do you look at something that happens at floor 106 as a fireman and say, all right, we're going to go put that out? They never did that. They never got, I'd be sitting there scratching my helmet going, how do we deal with this? They just went in. And a lot of them never came out. And unfortunately, I think a lot of America has forgotten that feeling. That day. I think America has forgotten, one, that we could pull together, and two, that we could be attacked that way. I think America's forgotten the pain and the fear. And it shouldn't. It definitely should not be sitting around. Here we are 18 years later, so politicized that there's a group of America that thinks that my membership to the NRA is criminal and should be criminalized. What have we let ourselves become? How divided are we really? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. President Trump is expected to be briefed on the outlines of the various gun control proposals at the White House tomorrow and could make a public announcement either in person or on his Twitter feed soon after, according to an unnamed White House official. Coming from NBC News, we get this. Trump was to be given summaries of the various ideas endorsed by members of Congress and White House aides, but he won't be immersed in any specific legislative language. The president, who spoke this past Thursday with senators advocating for stricter background checks, said after that meeting that he was working with them to come up with something that is acceptable to everybody, and that there would be additional meetings today and tomorrow. So we're looking at background checks, and we're looking at putting everything together in a unified way so that we can have something that's meaningful at the same time, the president said. Now, Trump is far more likely to come up with something that is acceptable to almost no one than he is to come up with something acceptable to everyone when it comes to background checks. Now, universal background checks, the bill that comes to expanding background checks to private sales, will not fly with the Second Amendment activists, and if there's anything less than universal background checks, it will be seen as just a first step towards the ultimate goal by gun control activists. A bill that expands the record submitted to NICS, on the other hand, won't satisfy gun control advocates at all, though it may mollify some Second Amendment supporters. Now, President Trump is fast coming to a time where he's going to have to choose a dance partner. And gun owners are hoping that he dances with one that took him to the White House. He seems to be giving the gun control supporters, though, a lot of attention at the moment. Understand this. That's one thing he has to do. He does have to talk to both sides. He does have to talk. He's the president. He is the president. He does have to talk to both sides. That's what presidents do. He spoke for 40 minutes with three leading senators Wednesday after expanding background checks, which, you know, I don't know who the, you know, this is the language put in there. Leading senators are Joe Manchin, who's pathetic, Chris Murphy, who's pathetic, and Pat Toomey, who's a Republican in name only. While Manchin and Murphy seem sort of optimistic about this particular thing they're pushing, which is Manchin Toomey 2, Pat Toomey seemed a bit more circumspect in his remarks to reporters. Right now he's lobbying skeptical members of his own party to support a new version of legislation. He wrote with Manchin in 2013. And this time he was more cautious on both the timeline and the president's stance. Trump said Wednesday they're going to take a look at a lot of different things. He did not make a commitment to support any particular bill or any particular thing, but he did strongly convey an interest in doing something meaningful, Toomey said. There was a discussion about having a step forward one way or another tomorrow, but that's not carved in stone. Senator Murphy, who is the heir apparent to Dianne Feinstein, he is trying to sell the Manchin-Toomey proposal as a compromise, which it isn't. A compromise generally entails both sides giving a little, but Murphy and the supporters of the universal background checks aren't giving up anything. If the president does come out in support of Manchin Toomey, the anti-gun activists will get a huge boost, and virtually every Democrat running for president will immediately declare Trump didn't go far enough and they need to be elected to finish the job. Which they're going to do that regardless of which way he goes. Murphy said, if this is a compromise, it's going to be a compromise. It's going to have some Republican no votes and some Democratic no votes. If I end up agreeing to something that's not universal background checks, that's going to be a heavy lift on the Democratic side. He's lying, of course. Democrats might complain about the Senate not passing H.R. 8, the universal background check bill. There's no way they would block a major expansion of the existing background check laws. This would not be the touchdown they want. But it be considered a 30-yard gain the way they would spin it. half-measure gun control bill is still a gun control bill, and the anti-gun crowd would be elated to see the president sign Manchin-Toomey. And the millions of gun owners who voted for him in 2016, probably not nearly as much. I'm watching this spin, and I've seen this spin before. I don't know where this is going to go, because once again, this is where the president typically, he shuts down and he stops saying anything in a very public way, and then he's just waiting. And the stuff he's going to say, everything he's been saying up to this point is, yes, we need to do something, but we have to protect the strong Second Amendment. And he's been saying we do have strong background checks already. The meaningful way would be to complete the NICS. Or we could go with the BIDS system, the blind background check. We could do that. But, you know, we're going to see. We are going to see. It's coming up. This reminds me of April of 2013. And this is the thing. Everybody was certain in April of 2013 when you had a democratically controlled Senate and you had a Democrat president that they were going to get universal background checks, and it got the least amount of votes ever. And remember, it's got to get 60 votes in the Senate. It's got to get 60 votes in the Senate. If it doesn't get 60 votes in the Senate, it dies. Doesn't matter what the House passes, it dies. And we're going to see. We're going to see. I think the president, now, I saw that McConnell is out there saying we're going to look at what the president wants to do. Which is an interesting little thing to say. Because does that mean that if the president wants to ban guns, Mitch, that you're going to go with that? I mean, what are you saying here? I mean, I've been in your corner for quite a bit here now. Where are you going with this? And what I think I'm hearing, I don't think he's saying that. I don't think he's saying that. I think what he's saying is he's saying something to take us to a point where when their hopes get dashed, they go crazy. Because they go crazy anyway. They're going to go crazy one way or the other. But very shortly, we're going to see. We are going to see. And we're going to see if my prophecy that he won't commit political suicide comes true. Won't we? I'm still confident. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kansas health officials say a mysterious vaping-related lung disease has claimed its sixth victim, and President Trump at the White House says enough is enough.
A lot of people think vaping is wonderful, it's great. It's really not wonderful. That's one thing I think we can say definitely, Commissioner. It's not a wonderful thing. It's got big problems. We have to find out the extent of the problem. It's so new.
The CDC is looking into more than 450 cases of vaping-related illnesses across more than 30 states. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is speaking on the 18th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks.
Today may the memory of the nearly 3,000 victims who lost their lives on this day in 2001 serve as a lasting reminder of what's at stake in the fight against terrorism.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor today. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Live from the AR 500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now, I've said many times about the left that gets out here and tells us that we're racist and we're Nazis and we're misogynists and we're violent, we're this, we're that, we're all these things. And I've also pointed out many times before, if they really believe that, then that should tell you they're going to have to do something to us or at us at some point. The other side of that coin is that in time, they're going to attempt to harm us some way, somehow. Now, right now in America, the left continues to sprint to the outermost radical fringe that they can possibly go to. Last week, San Francisco officially labeled the NRA a terrorist organization. No idea what the San Francisco commissioners are doing, worrying about who is a terrorist and who is not. In the meantime, while they have a sanctuary state. Now, Rasmussen. And I, you know, if they're publishing this to intimidate certain people or to cow us down, this is a double-edged sword, pollsters. Rasmussen reveals that 32% of Democrats polled favor declaring the gun rights group a terrorist organization. 28% of them would imprison people for joining the nation's oldest civil rights organization. So much for for freedom of association. I thought I had enough problems just being a member of the NRA. Everybody out, no, not a penny more of my money. What you're paying, you're an idiot. You're an imbecile. Yeah. I got to hear that from the faithful. And now on the other side, you know, when I'm just looking around, I just, let me step outside just for a minute. I don't smoke anymore, but at least I can just have a moment of peace. Oh, there's a criminal right there. We got to put him in jail. The long media-driven campaign to demonize us and the NRA in particular, which is the NRA is a small percentage of gun owners, you idiots. Getting out there and demonize. If you made them all go away, guess what? You still got problems. We used to have 150 million gun owners. Now we only have 145 million gun owners. Huh. That's not much, is it? But this campaign has brought us to a place where between a quarter and a third of Democrats embrace tyranny over freedom. It is obvious that a significant subset of Americans don't respect either the First or the Second Amendment. The other day, Jim Clyburn, who is a U.S. representative out of my state of South Carolina, he's going to be one until he dies, too, because in his district he brings home the bacon. It's a slum. I mean, it's, you know, but he brings home the money. And they made a place for him in the Democratic leadership so that he'd have a seat at the table. I'm not kidding. I mean, they made a third seat, if you will. He said that he didn't think the Bill of Rights would pass today. If this was the founding now, he didn't think the Bill of Rights would pass. So, hey, there you go. Now, from Rasmussen Reports, we get this now about the method. The latest Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey finds that nearly one out of three likely Democratic voters, 32%, favor declaring the gun rights group a terrorist organization in the community where they live. 14% of Republicans and 20% of voters not affiliated with either major party agree. 28% of Democrats say Americans should be prohibited by law from belonging to pro-gun rights organizations like the NRA, a view shared by 15% of Republicans and 10% of unaffiliated. Among all likely voters, 23% favor declaring the NRA a terrorist organization in their home community, while 18% thinks it should be against the law to belong to a pro-gun group. Meanwhile, quite a few of those hard-left anti-NRA respondents joined with mainstream Americans to support stricter enforcement of existing laws over passing new ones that criminals will then also ignore. 82% of Democrats and 64% of unaffiliated voters want stricter gun control compared to 45% of Republicans, but 57% of all Americans believe stricter enforcement of existing gun control laws is more important than putting new gun control laws on the books. Despite all of this, Rasmussen shows that NRA's favorability remains at 50%, as it has for a long time. And this suggests that those opposed to the NRA have grown far more radical as efforts to increase gun control failed, thanks to gun rights activism and plain old common sense on the part of the fake stream everyday American. 50% of voters share a favorable impression of the NRA, 44% do not. This includes 30% with a very favorable view of the group and 33% with a very unfavorable one. And these are virtually unchanged from March of last year. Favorables of the NRA have ranged from 49% to 54% in surveys since 2011. But the trend is not good. The most radical in their opposition to the NRA are the last couple of generations. Voters under 40 are far more supportive than their elders of making it illegal to belong to gun rights groups like the NRA. Well, you know what? This is what I'm going to say. This is what I'm going to say, America. I'm 58 years old, and I'm going to be as active doing this as I can until my last day, whether that's tomorrow or tomorrow 50 years from now. Okay? Until that day comes, I'm going to be doing that. In the meantime, In the meantime, those of you who think this is a different day, you're idiots. If you're a Republican and you think the NRA should be declared a terrorist organization, you're an idiot. If you think it should be illegal to associate with the NRA, you're worse than an idiot. You're an evil idiot. And all of this stuff that you're telegraphing right now, you think, well, nobody's going to do nothing about it. You're telling us that you have hostile intentions for us. And all we want to do is be free and live our lives. That's not what you want. You're too busy meddling in everybody's affairs. And so you're telegraphing to us that you think, I don't know who you think is going to do this, though. Who do you think is going to do this? I mean, politicians can pass a law. It's happened before and it gets ignored. What then? What then do you do? Oh, no. Well, we should go round them up. Well, who's going to do that? Haven't you demonized the cops? Haven't you demonized the military? Who is going to go do it for you? And that's what finishes you off. This is you're idiots. You're idiots. Who in the NRA do you know that has tried to hurt you or anybody that you know? Who in the NRA do you know that is a demon? Very simple answer. You don't know anybody. You're just reading the big, big splashy words aren't you on the screen. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care, to thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. All right. In some places, the evening is approaching. And if you're tired and everything, I want to tell you a nighttime story. Maybe have a nice cup of cocoa or something. Or if you're where I'm at, as hot as it's been here lately, a nice cup of ice water. Anyway, and just remember, this is fictional, okay? My neighbor, Easy Rider, fancies himself a far-sighted entrepreneur and always has a lot of imaginative ideas. I saw him yesterday, and he was sitting on his front porch shuffling through a stack of blueprints as I pulled back into my driveway. He waved and motioned for me to join him, so I walked over. See these plans? This is my best idea ever, an assisted suicide center for political consultants. I know a few of these guys. I'm like, why would you do this? He said, I got this idea during the last presidential campaign, and this article in The Atlantic confirmed it. Political consultants burn through billions of dollars and have no idea what they're doing except to enrich themselves. They do a number of things over and again of limited effect. TV and radio ads, direct mail, robocalls, and burn through money they do. Jeb Bush's campaign famously spent $139 million, and he dropped out early after having won only 4 delegates. Top men. Hillary's campaign juggernaut was defeated by Donald Trump, who had no super PAC, no traditional fundraising operation, no campaign pollster, speechwriter, or campaign strategist. How do you disagree with that, right? He said he utilized Twitter and Facebook, mass rallies, and sold campaign gear like MAGA hats, didn't he? And he spoke his own words, not something poll-tested by his staff. He mapped his own strategy, paid attention to the voter sentiment, and things like the Electoral College. And then he started laughing. No one pays much attention to those annoying campaign robocalls and TV ads. Help only those who sell snack foods or need bathroom breaks. They do spew out slews of talking points for the media. I pointed out, you know, if your candidate is a Democrat, that may be helpful, but it is of little use to Republicans. Media loves stuff they only have to republish with minor changes, like the headers indicating the source. But first and foremost, they are Democrat operatives. Now that the consultant's golden goose is strangled, a lot of people who benefited are also out of luck. People who make and sell campaign literature printers, specialists in data acquisition, vendors of robocall equipment, experts at fundraising for politicians, social media analysts. They really are getting suicidal at the thought of having to find some real work. So then I just say the obvious. I guess the town halls have really dealt a death blow to the Democrat political consultants. Easy said, you have that right. All the Republicans have to do is run video clips of the same asinine stuff that the Democrats are promising to do, like all the candidates raising their hands promising to provide free health care to anyone who makes it across our border. So, you know, me being me, I said, I suppose that with the looming shortage of doctors now, that so many fled the profession in response to Obamacare, this is not going to go over well, nor is it going to appeal to those already overburdened with medical insurance and deductible costs, and hospitals facing closure as a result of federal mandates to treat all who enter their doors, or seniors struggling with inadequate Medicare reimbursements after having paid into Social Security for their working lives. Yeezy looked at me and he nodded. He said, you seeing what I'm seeing? But to top that off, there were the promises to ban everything that works and that people enjoy in the most recent town hall on CNN. 7 hours of pure nanny state, ignorant nonsense. The Democrats give their opponents a cornucopia of possible campaign videos. Down with plastic straws, which contribute virtually nothing to ocean pollution, despite the grade school unscientific paper by a kid that inspired the bans. People hate this. And Trump is cleaning up by selling plastic straws with his name on them. Down with gas-powered cars, a policy that would not go well with most of us who own and like them, or scientists who argue persuasively that electric cars hurt the environment more and would, in any event, limit the range of driving. AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show was brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Rob Morse, writer, podcaster, scuba diver. Hey, October's coming up.
It is, and soon I'll have the red dot handgun that I need to practice for our trip together.
Yeah.
Hey, I was literally scanning Facebook during the break. A church in Columbia, South Carolina was attacked, and I think this happened last night. The Centro Cristiano de Columbia church was attacked. A guy said, announced a robbery, shot into the ceiling, shot one person in the gun, jammed, and he ran away. And I'm going, except for one person was injured.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.